With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. Landless People's Movement councillor Blasius Goraseb has been voted as the new mayor of Swakopmund today. During the office bearers elections at the coastal town, he received 6 votes, defeating incumbent mayor Dina Namubes of the Independent Patriots for Change, who received only 4 votes.
That they are not spoiled by the papers or seem to have the official mark. And at counting, Councillor Namubes has gained 4 votes and Councillor Goraseb has gained 6 votes. Therefore, I duly declare Councillor Goraseb as the mayor.
The Electoral Commission of Namibia has extended voting in presidential and parliamentary elections by 2 days in some areas that were impacted by procedural delays. At a media briefing in the capital, the ECN confirmed that voting will resume on Friday, 29 November, and Saturday, 30 November, 2024. ECN spokesperson David Siluka with more.
Transparency has opened in some polling station, the polling station in Oshana as well as Oshoto are open, and those in the mobile polling stations in the Epupa constituency. We have printed enough ballot papers in the country and everything is functional.
The commission further says that the counting process will continue while the results of the identified polling stations will be counted and dealt with separately. The Institute for Public Policy Research Executive Director Graham Hopwood had this to say.
I'm not sure what the rationale behind the selection of the various polling stations across 8 different constituencies around the country. So why certain areas have been chosen and not others? But of course it does mean that we won't get final results now until sometime next week.
Then, as voting continues at select polling stations across the country, Windhoek West constituency retaining officer Rakonjerwa Kavari told One Africa TV reporter Josiah Shiweda that they are currently having only 1 booth at the Transnamib polling station in Windhoek, but looking at the process, they will add an additional booth.
So we're currently having a team that is working here. We're having 2 voting booths, but looking at the process and looking at the queue, we made the decision to add an additional team that will be operational here in the same hall. So you have 2 streams at the same point that will expedite the process.
Okay, so the 2 streams that you are talking about, is it like 2 polling stations or what exactly? Maybe just to emphasize on that.
Yes, that's 2 polling stations within the same place. 2 polling teams, 2 presiding officers within the same point.
All right, thank you, sir.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms for the latest in election-related news. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.